From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama's pleased that the Senate has passed a bill to overhaul financial regulation. He says the country needs the protections it provides. Still, he recognizes banks are in business to make money.
Our goal is not to punish the banks, but to protect the larger economy and the American people from the kind of upheavals that we've seen in the past few years.
The latest wave of financial crises is in Europe. Germany's lower house has now approved a bailout package for Greece, and its upper house is to vote later today. The uncertainty about European finances and U.S. financial regulation keeps pushing stock prices down. U.S. stock indices are now in formal correction territory, down at least 10%. The White House is already interviewing possible candidates for U.S. Director of National Intelligence. Dennis Blair is quitting the job, and NPR's Scott Horsley reports he's had a rough ride.
Dennis Blair's tenure as the nation's top intelligence official was marked by turf battles with other spy bosses and by one embarrassing intelligence breakdown. The breakdown came on Christmas Day when a would-be bomber was allowed to board an airplane bound for Detroit. Intelligence agencies had failed to connect the dots that might have kept the young man off the plane. Connecting the dots is the job of the National Counterterrorism Center, which Blair oversaw. Earlier this week, the Senate Intelligence Committee issued a scathing report on the Christmas Day incident. Blair said in a statement he's stepping down with deep regret, and he praised the intelligence community for becoming more integrated, agile, and representative of American values. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
And a new report by a government watchdog says 16 known terrorists passed through U.S. airport checkpoints despite the presence of screeners trained to recognize suspicious behavior. NPR's Brian Naylor has more on that piece of the security story.
The report says there were some 1,100 spot-related arrests at the airports using the program between 2004 and 2008, most for immigration violations. The report also found that 16 people who were later implicated in terrorist activities, including the Mumbai attack in 2008 and a plot to attack the New York City subway system last year, passed through airports that were using the spot program. However, the report says the GAO wasn't able to determine whether the suspects actually passed through checkpoints that were staffed by behavior detection officers. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the evidence is in on a sunken South Korean warship and North Korea should face consequences.
The torpedo that sunk the Cheonan and took the lives of 46 South Korean sailors was fired by a North Korean submarine.
Clinton is in Japan. North Korea says it is not responsible for the sinking. This is NPR News. Federal officials say 49 miles of Louisiana shoreline are now experiencing oil contamination. And as NPR's David Shaper reports, Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal says he expects worse.
Fishing boats continue going in and out of this command center along an intercoastal waterway in St. Bernard Parish in a race against time. They're desperately trying to lay boom in the waters around the most sensitive marshes, oyster beds, and other critical habitat. Pat Touchard, an oil and chemical spill contractor hired by BP, says more than 27 miles of boom is protecting various spots in the St. Bernard Parish waters.
It's as protected to the degree we can protect with the resources we have. And then some.
But parish officials are growing frustrated, saying they fear the booming efforts won't be enough to keep their marsh grasses from becoming coated with the oily brown sludge that they're seeing wash ashore not so far away. David Shaper, NPR News, Hopedale, Louisiana.
The Texas School Board is set to vote today on new social studies requirements. Republican board members say they're swinging the pendulum rightward and countering what they say has been politically left-leaning content. American Federation of Teachers President Randy Weingarten says that's not so, and she vigorously objects to the Texas proposals.
Whoever is on that school board is trying to actually rewrite history by not allowing students to know what the truth is, and instead attempting to create indoctrination.
Among the proposals, some de-emphasis on teaching about the civil rights movement, new emphasis on the conservative resurgence of the 1980s, and elimination of Thomas Jefferson from a list of most influential philosophers. This is NPR News.